This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what it is you're doing. And let's not forget our over-the-road truck drivers. A special shout-out goes to them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, where I don't think it's below freezing yet, but it might be tomorrow, we've got Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Is it going to get chilly up there tomorrow?
The lows are going to be low for the next 4 or 5 days. So,
okay.
You know, it's long pants weather.
Well, that's what we're going to have down here, too. But if you get real cold up there, just drive down here. It'll be warmer.
Hey, if it gets Chicago cold, I'll be heading down.
Oh, God, yeah, below zero, thanks. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get going. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a beloved television star who passed away in Orlando at his hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, namely the Full House star, Bob Saget. He was the television father there on the show for a number of years. And he's been doing comedy. He's been doing stand-up comedy. So he drove down from Jacksonville, where he had done two shows, checked into the hotel, and boom, winds up being found dead.
Yeah, that's where he began with stand-up comedy. That he died at the age of 65 is, you know, 65 is not old these days.
No, sir.
It may have been old about 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago, but 65 is the prime of life, or at least on the overside of the apex. So I'll be curious to see exactly what they say the cause was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking at recent pictures, you got to think there was a blood pressure and a heart issue that was going on.
Yeah, and he might have been under a lot of pressure with things that were going on in his life because he was doing a very active lifestyle sort of thing. Speaking of life and speaking of lifestyles, we had a horrible fire in New York City yesterday, a 19-story apartment building. Apparently a lot of migrants are living in there. The fire was started, so we're being told, by a space heater. Now, a space heater probably in this day and age is electric, but when I first heard that, my mind went to kerosene, because that's what the space heaters used to be, is they were kerosene.
Yeah, and you hear these stories at least one of these every winter.
Yeah.
And as we get into the winter months, the fire departments, at least where I was living up in Chicago when it was very, very cold, that was something you addressed every year. Be sure that you place your space heaters correctly. Don't put the cords underneath rugs. Make sure the cords are working. Make sure there's a kill switch if it falls over.
Yep.
So, you know, the investigators are going to have to look into this to see exactly why the space heater malfunctioned or was abused. But obviously this is a tragedy. It's never a good thing when you have loss of life, and especially loss of life in this number.
Well, they lost 19 people, 9 of which were children. 32 other people were injured, some of them critically, and are fighting for their lives in a hospital. And then, of all things to have happen, 4 firefighters who ran out of air that were up on the upper floors when they ran out of air, and they had to be rescued themselves. They wound up going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never say anything derogatory about somebody who goes in when everybody else is running out. But like I asked you off air, if you were their officer, what would you say to him? You said, when the bell rings, you get out.
That's right. When that alarm goes off, you got an X amount of time to get out. That means out you go. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, either that or you set it up so that people are bringing in new bottles to change you
correct.
Out if you're
correct.
prolonged evolution up there.
Correct.
So, you know, those 4 guys, it'll be interesting to see for lack of a better word, the postmortem on exactly why that happened.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be okay, because sometimes, depending on how long you were without air and whether or not you were really without air and collapse and whatnot, that can have some other damage to yourself.
Yeah, and as you know, again, we were talking before we came on about this. It'd be interesting to also see when the last time that building was inspected.
Oh yeah,
with the manpower problems they're having in New York City and in the Bronx, with the first responder issue, especially after the COVID thing and de Blasio and everybody else in New York. When was the last time an inspector was in there?
Yeah.
Was the building up to code?
Yeah.
You know, need to know all these things.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. I do hear the music coming. Frank and I will be right back with more right after this break. It's 3 minutes long. You can time it if you want. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, go ahead, take just a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, Moss Nissan's got a bunch of locations, and the newest one is being built right now as we speak up in Brooksville on State Route 50. So be listening for the grand opening information on that when that happens in about a month to 6 weeks from now. Now, I will tell you that Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the state of Florida, up there in the Panhandle where Frank's at, South Georgia, as well as up and down the East Coast and up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as the great state of Arizona and Phoenix, where a father drove over here and bought a car for his daughter, who was going to college in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. So it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for life for your vehicle. Now, don't forget, right now, used cars are commanding a great resale price. So you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, because depending on the condition of your used car, the better condition it's in, the more money it's worth. And forget about the Blue Book anymore. Throw that out. The car is worth anywhere from 30 to 35 to maybe 40% more, and could even be more than that if it's in that great a shape. And I'm not exaggerating. You don't believe me? Go check them out. By the way, want to sell your car? They'll buy it from you. It's that simple. And then you can use it to buy another one. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and they're building the new one up there in Brooksville, Florida. Check them out online, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. And don't forget, to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, the Dems are in big trouble right now. and they are absolutely, every time you turn around, I mean, I got the polls in front of me here, and I've got the Real Clear Politics averages, and they continue to drop and drop and drop and drop and drop some more. No matter what's going to happen here, it looks like as if the Democrats are really going to go down in flames come the midterms, unless something dramatic happens.
They've got nothing to run on because they've accomplished nothing. They went so far to the radical left with everything they've done, starting with H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, that the people are saying, you know, we can't have this. And we've been making noise to our elected representatives saying, if you vote for this, you're leaving in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that People in the middle and on the right and on the center left can't go along with it. You see people like Joe Manchin and Christine Semina saying, absolutely not, we can't go along with this in the Senate even.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got nothing to run on. They've made their entire existence about COVID and being radically left. The country doesn't exist on the radical left. We exist in the center and center right.
Yep.
That's been defined for decades. That's where we are. So, you know, when you've got nothing to run on and you've been supporting all of the radical ideas that have brought us to today, high gas prices, high crime rate, high cost of living, a lack of freedom when it comes to being able to travel and move freely, you know, people don't like that. They don't. And, you know, compound that by the fact that every single thing that's come out of the CDC and the White House about COVID has turned out to be either not true or reversed, and the people just don't trust who's in power right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Reconstruction Amendments, in particular the 14th Amendment, one of the Reconstruction Amendments, which was ratified in 1868 as America sought to find unity after the Civil War, The Washington Post wrote an article and they explained that Section 3 was designed to exclude the former Confederates from holding federal and state office. Well, just so happens the Democrats think that they found something here because of the words that are in here in this amendment. It says, let's see here. Any member of a state legislature or any executive or judicial officer of any state to support the construction of the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection, keyword, we hear that all the time, or rebellion against the same, or, here's the other catch, given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, Congress may vote two-thirds of each house to remove such a disability, meaning the individual who was responsible for this.
This is the brainchild of Mark Elias, who is one of the reasons people despise politicians in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
He's a Democrat lawyer who files a lawsuit at the drop of a hat, and most of the time they're frivolous lawsuits.
Yep.
This would be something that would, if the Democrats in Congress ever try to do this, even people like Sotomayor and Kagan would have to vote it down at the Supreme Court level.
Mm-hmm.
This was meant in the immediate aftermath of the Civil War.
Correct.
It doesn't apply to the way they want to use it, the way they're saber rattling, and quite frankly, I said this, you know, I'm going to repeat it. This is why people despise politicians and people in Washington D.C. This isn't serving the people. This is clawing at power.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with representing the people of the United States, and it has everything to do with empowering the very jaded far left fascist elite.
Yep.
You know, so anybody who's aligning with this thought, these are the people that should be purged from the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't hold elected office or sway in Washington. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's time that we start making the word Mark Elias, who is a far left radical Democrat shyster lawyer in Washington, a household word. He shouldn't be doing anything that affects the public sphere because he's disingenuous, self-interested, and partisan. Mm-hmm. So it's the people are tired of it. Mm-hmm. We're tired of this kind of politics. We just want people who go to Washington to represent us, stop taxing us, and get out of our way.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got Eric in East Tennessee in the line here. Okay, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, real quick, I was wondering if I could say something or add 2 cents or my opinion regarding this horrific fire in the Bronx in New York City. Here's my take on it, right? There's stories out that there's over 800,000 immigrants, you know, colloquialism, you know, could be illegal, whatever, living in New York City. Okay, particularly they're going to be on the poorer side of the spectrum. Okay, now they have to be housed somewhere, right? These people have to have a place to live or whatever. And I'm sure there's the garment districts and other service industries, if you will, in New York City know where these people live, number one. Number two, these people are going to be as part of a social worker program, typically, because they got to receive benefits, this, that, and the other, potentially visits by social workers to these residences, if you will. There is still a thing called slumlords that they don't, you know, people aren't called that anymore or whatever. They're still slumlords. Now, here's this, you have building inspectors, you're going to have fire inspectors, you're going to have the social workers, you're going to have any other sort of EMS visits to these establishments because typically they don't have poor people typically don't have access.
Okay, you're going to run out of time. You got about 20 seconds.
Here's my suggestion. 19 people are dead. People have jumped out of windows in this building. This is not being, in my opinion, they're trying to blame this on a simple space heater. There is a myriad of issues going on with this. Now, yes, the space heater could have been the catalyst for a fire, but it is not the cause, in my opinion, of the fire. The head should roll over this. This should not happen in 21st century America, particularly New York City, the Big Apple, the Broadway lights shine, where they don't shine anymore. But the pitch should roll over this.
Right.
I think it's a travesty if they're just going to try to blame this on some poor guy or kid who knocked over a space heater. That's my 2 cents.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplified.
Thank you. And we'll address this on the other side of the break. You want to stick around, Frank?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, we'll address this on the other side of the break because I do know a little something about when it comes to the fire inspection and the building inspection and all that, and the cost cutting and all the other stuff that's taking place up there. So hold on, I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Alrighty, we're going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I will tell you, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 7 years right now for the problems that I have, and it works. That's why I take it. That's why I'm telling you about it. Now, the reason that I take it was I got rid of some narcotics that I was taking. I didn't care for it. It had side effects and all that. But the combination of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation, because I have swelling in my left ankle and leg and pain as well. And a lot of times that pain will just go right on up into my back and it just gets miserable. But with the Relief Factor, it lowers or even eliminates the pain altogether by going straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it's 100% drug-free, which is really good. Now, for $19.95, you get it all started with a three-week quick start. And you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. And by the way, there's no clubs to join, none of that stuff. You just start out at $19.95. And if it works, you go to automatic shipping and away you go. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That gets you the three-week quick start, and it gets you started for $19.95. All right, back to Frank Salvato, and thanks for sticking around, sir.
Absolutely. Anytime and always.
Now, we could talk a lot about this because we're a couple of old smoke eaters, and I did building inspection and fire inspection in New York City for a short while. And yes, there are a lot of buildings there that are questionable when it comes to the code. The problem is the enforcement. And it goes back to, in some of these cases, who you know. And you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and this is something that I've applied to a lot of different situations over the 20 plus years that we've been talking that.
Yes. Yep.
When something like this happens, you've just got to sit back and wait for the facts to come out.
Right.
Even in the most expedient but thorough arson investigation, it takes months to come out with a verdict. So to expect an answer within 12 hours after a tragedy like this is unrealistic. Let the paperwork be looked over. Let the investigation happen. We'll find out if this place was jam-packed full of people they shouldn't have. We'll find out if it wasn't inspected.
Yep.
But when you get into inner cities and especially densely populated buildings like this, there's a ton of things that could have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But to speculate at this point is to telegraph a bias onto the scene.
Correct.
This is something that we've got a problem with in our society today. We want to suppose about the conclusion before anybody's had a chance to examine it.
Right.
That's not a good mindset to have. In any situation, in politics, in tragedies, in law enforcement, you know, what was the old adage in school that at least one good teacher throughout a career would do on the chalkboard? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out the facts. Don't be so quick to come to a conclusion before you have seen the facts
mm-hmm.
on everything. That goes for candidates. Don't listen to what they have to say. Find out the facts. How many times have you had a politician tell you what you want to hear and do exactly the opposite once they're elected?
Oh, yeah.
Let their votes on the floor speak for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, wait until the people investigating the fire come out with the facts. Then start saying, we can't allow this to happen again.
Now,
to telegraph what you believe onto a tragedy mm-hmm. like this without any proof whatsoever, mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Now, I've got one for you here because I have worked arson investigation on and off for the number of years I was in the fire service. My field of expertise, they would call me in to do different things. And we always went, especially in a multi-story or a multi-family dwelling like that, you'd go floor by floor, apartment by apartment, stairwell by stairwell from bottom to top or top to bottom. We're talking 19 stories here. It's going to take them 3 to 6 months minimum to do this right.
Yeah, and that's the responsible thing to do. Is it a tragedy? Yes. Are people dead? Yes. Can you bring them back by doing a shoddy investigation?
No.
No, you can't. Can you bring them back by doing a great investigation? No, you can't. But you might be able to prevent the next one.
Correct.
And that's why it's important not to drag a bias into any decision about something like this, because to do that decreases the possibility that you're going to be able to prevent another one like this.
And we're going to find out more as we go along here as to whether or not, let's say, the building had automatic closing fire doors, which is a possibility that maybe it didn't because of the age of the building, or might have had spring.
Well, or maybe fire exits were blocked, or maybe the
right.
wiring was bad.
Boy, that happens a lot.
Or maybe Godzilla came down and blew fire through the window.
Yeah.
But we need to find out the facts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it probably wasn't Godzilla, but my point is made.
Yeah.
Until you know, you don't know. And there are a bunch of unknown unknowns that we can't know until we look at it.
Yep, and I'm sure right now a lot of people that are up in New York that are listening to us, especially firefighters, are going, you know, what we're saying is exactly the way it is. We don't come to any opinion until we get all the information put together. Now, we can say that we think the source was a space heater, or we think the source was the wires to the space heater or something like that, but until you can actually definitively prove it, it's just a theory.
Yeah, and you don't walk on solid ground when you're talking about theories, because theories are often proved wrong. So
yeah.
the responsible thing to do is find out the facts, make the judgment based on the facts and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, when you bring a bias to an investigation like this, it's never good. So in our we've got to have the answer right now world, in our 24/7 365 cable news television, got to have the first breaking news on it world that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to reverse that, because responsible thinking says figure out everything, find out all the facts, and then make your judgment. It would be great if we could get society back on that footing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you about something that's positively insane. Not that it's not the first time we've heard something like this, but the Democratic-led state of California is now forcing COVID-infected employees to come back to work due to staff shortages.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that the science doesn't matter, right? If COVID is so deadly that it's wiping out billions every time it's detected,
right?
Why would they force people to come in and die because they have to work?
Right.
The science has not been followed here. It was used as a political tool during an election, and they have to stay with that narrative. And because California has a governor who needed to have another crisis in order to avoid getting removed from office.
Mm-hmm.
People said, okay, I guess I don't go to work, Gov. Keep feeding me some money. Well, now nothing's working in California to the point where they're floating the idea of doubling the taxation on the people out there, both personal and corporate.
Right.
You know, if there's ever been an example of how not to do it, it's California. A beautiful state with resources that should be one of the most prosperous states in the union. And they've driven it into the ground because of one-party rule for so long. It is a state being run like a blue city, like Detroit, like
yeah.
Chicago, like New York. There's so much tax. There's so much oppression of the people. There's so much of a lack of freedom. There's so much of a disdain for capitalism and a need for power. All of the leaders need to have this power. They're greed merchants when it comes to power, that they destroy states. And now they're proving they don't give a damn about the people, because they've been telling us mm-hmm. for 2 years now, getting on, that COVID, you've got to isolate. You've got to space. You've got to wear masks. You can't be in public. You can't gather for Christmas. Mm-hmm. You can't gather to go to a party for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll come to work because we need the tax money from your corporation. Now get back to work.
To be continued on Friday, my friend.
Say hello, my friend.
Thank you very much. Okay, Frank Silvato. And, you know, we were just a couple of old firefighters here talking a little bit of shop. He's Chicago, I'm New York, and some things never change, I'll tell you. That's definitely the way it goes. But tragic as the situation was, we won't know until we know. And until then, I'm not forming any opinions. I'll report on what I hear, but it's not necessarily what's going to happen to begin with. I'll be right back with a Sports Zone quarterback.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Well, Patrick Hyland also has a secret ID. He's known as the Sports Zone quarterback. Now, because he's the Sports Zone quarterback, that means he must be on something called the Sports Zone, which you hear Sunday mornings from 11 to 12 right here on my flagship station and, of course, around the world on the Internet. So, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's been a very busy night, and we've had a very spirited conversation about that horrible fire you and I were talking about yesterday in New York City.
Yes, sir. Shout out to our firemen out there risking their lives to save other people.
Well, four guys got hurt trying to save lives, and what it was they were overcome by smoke because they ran out of air. Their air tanks went empty. They were up too high, and they didn't make the. They were lucky, first of all, that they were able to be gotten to, because if not, yes, we would have been talking about four dead firefighters.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Well, they at least are alive and they'll get better in the hospital and back to work.
Okay.
Sure.
Speaking of fires, yes. That football game last night on television, holy cow!
Something else, wasn't it, Captain?
My God.
Almost. it almost ended in a tie. That would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been an interesting situation. You know, they could have made a gentleman's agreement before the game saying, hey, let's just play the tie and then we both get in.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been something. Very weird situation occurred for that situation to possibly happen. But Pittsburgh gets fortunate. They get to get into the playoffs with that tie, and they will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's what that did, and the Raiders will take on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincy. So we'll have some good playoff games next week. And then, see, New England plays Buffalo again for a third time. I'm not a big fan of that, Captain. I would say we changed the
system. How did that happen that way? Just the luck of the draw?
Yeah, because of the seeding and how that happens. But the way to eliminate this, in my opinion, is you play everybody in your conference, which is 15 games, then play two outside your conference. There's your 17-game schedule, and we don't have these people playing each other. This in the division you're in thing. No, how about we go with the best record you're in? That would just make more sense to me, Captain, but that's just my humble opinion on that, and I'd love to see other people's thoughts on that also.
But what do you know, right?
Right. Well, there you go. Just
all that in a quarter will probably get you a glass of water.
There you go. Not even a cup of coffee.
No.
No way, man. No way. Not anymore.
Okay, but there was a lot of craziness yesterday in the NFL. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen so many overtime games on one day.
You're right. I mean, we did have that happen about 6 weeks ago, same type of situation, several overtime games. But that brings up another thing, Captain. Would you like to see no ties in the NFL? Go to the college system where they put the ball to 25 and, you know, last team to score, make a two-point conversion.
I would not mind that at all. No. Mm-mm.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the tie. I mean, just let's do it that way. And get a winner at the end of the day, because now we're getting ties, half game gets you in the playoffs. And then just want to let everybody in on the NFC 2, Captain, before we run out of time. Philadelphia Eagles will be coming to Tampa Bay for a playoff game. And then the San Francisco 49ers will go to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arizona Cardinals will
Did you see the price of the cheap seats for the game Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $179.
Yep, it's getting crazy, Captain.
Not counting the tax.
You know? No, yeah. Tax, tag, and title. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I tell you, it's crazy when it all comes down. And then the Arizona Cardinals will play the Los Angeles Rams again, playing each other for a third time. I just don't like this. So anyway, I just wish they'd revamp that and fix that system. Pretty interesting story, Captain. John Madden's wife was in the stands for the Raider game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really unique. You know, she had her pilot's license back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who doesn't fly, and his wife has a pilot license. Very ironic, to say the least. So it's kind of a cool little story. But that was cool that they had her come in and watch the game in a nice seat. So the Raiders do some class act things, man. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be the favorites going to get in there. Is it going to be KC and Tampa Bay again? Is it going to be KC and Green Bay like the Super Bowl back in the day?
So, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Message from Christine down in Sarasota. Roll Tide, win tonight.
Yes, a lot of people rolling for the Tide. A lot of Bulldogs fans out there, too, though. It would be neat to see the Bulldogs win it, Captain, because they haven't won one in over 40 years. Alabama won them, you know, the last few years have been winning them. So it'd be nice to see a different face, I think. A lot of people, I think, around the country are going to want to see that. But obviously, if you're a Roll Tide fan, you're going to want them to win. So, but it should be a good game tonight. I hope so anyway, Captain. We're going to find out if Georgia just kind of played the SEC championship game as a preseason game.
Or
did Alabama just put it on them?
By the way, Flip is saying good morning.
Good morning, Flip Elliott, fine veteran, good man in South Tampa down there at Alligator Point, taking care of people, and he's a good man. God bless him. So, Yeah, a lot of great people listen to the show, Captain. That's such a nice thing all across the country and here locally. So some good things.
And around the world, too. Marie in Germany chimed in. Yep.
There we go. There we go. Absolutely. Thank God for our military. Freedom isn't free, and we take care of us all across the country.
Well, look, on Friday, we're going to be talking about a new college national champion, right?
We sure are, Captain. That's what we'll be talking about on Friday. And, Lord willing, I will see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow for lunch, my man.
Good. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a very lively discussion.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of things going on in our country that we need to talk about and be smart about and get more people educated on what's happening and not just be a sheep and follow what's going on.
You mean a sheeple? Sheeple.
Yeah. Captain.
All right.
Yeah, it's true. You take care. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback. Check him out by going over to the Sports Zone Facebook page. You can find out more about him over there. All right, let me go to the telephone line because here we go. Get ready. Get set. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of Pro Football. Proud to see my Buccaneers win the division. And you got to beat the champ to be the champ. And we'll be hoisting the Vincent T. Lombardi trophy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Those are my game plans. I beat the Redskins by 8, the Saints by 10, the Packers by 8, and dismantled Kansas City. I personally dropped them off with my driver. Thank you, Jesus. And give the Lord all the praise for making me the greatest football coach in America. Now we got down to business. Let me tell Kagan something on the Supreme Crooks. Keep your socialist ideas, your Marxist communist ideas to yourself, okay? That's why you shouldn't be on the Supreme Crooks. If I was on the Supreme Court, I'd take my robe off at the end of the day today, and I'd say there's no such thing as a mandate, okay? The way out of the COVID is not to let these illegally come against the Supreme Court's wishes into our country, number one. Number two, it would be to give everyone opportunity to have a gun in Chicago to defend themselves from the crooks and the killers on the street, Mike. But number three, tell Donald Trump won in a landslide and Joe Biden hasn't come out of the freaking closet for 2 years and you're going to try this coronavirus stuff so you could cheat in the election. Okay, number four, there's no such thing in the Constitution for murdering babies. If y'all did that, stood up for the Constitution, this country would be a lot better off. And by the way, we can't spend money we don't have like China. Stand up for a cop, stand up for a country, and you preachers get in the game and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work. Peace, Jeff.
Alrighty, and away we go. Alright, Todd was on the roll this morning. Jeff says he had his extra coffee. He probably did. But anyway, catch me tonight. See a lot of things going on. We're going to watch and see what happens today with New York. But have a great day. God bless.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.